reading from the Gospel of John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered Jesus' head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. There are three characters in this Easter Gospel. I'd like to take some liberties with them to reflect on how we might react to today's good news. Imagine that you're a painter and you'd like to capture the scene. The focal point of the painting, of course, would be the tomb, a cave-like structure carved into the hillside, the giant round stone off to the side of the opening. You paint Mary with her back to us, running away on the left side of the tomb. Peter might be stooping over and entering the tomb. And the apostle whom Jesus loved is standing on the right, a look of ecstasy on his face. What am I trying to capture? Well, our characters might be seen as running away, looking for proof, and believing. Three common reactions to good news. What does the empty tomb represent? One possibility is mystery. The tomb is empty. No one knows where they've taken Jesus. No one knows what to expect next. It certainly isn't what they expected. They're confused. The transcendent God is also mystery. We know God's ways are not our ways. So how do we respond to this mysterious God? Do we run away? Or do we look for God, proof of God's existence? Or might we already have the grace to believe? The empty tomb might signify ourselves. We must empty our lives from all that might distract or separate us from God's love. How do we respond to the need to become like an empty tomb? Do we run away? Or do we freeze until it's convenient or easy to let go? Or can we believe that God will provide all that we need? Finally, might the empty tomb represent our salvation? Jesus is risen from the dead. He has conquered sin and death so that we might be united with God. Again, how do we respond to this good news? Do we run away as fast as we can? We don't really want to be saved? Or do we refuse to believe that God can possibly love us enough? Or do we embrace with joy the knowledge that we will be united with God, and even that it is possible to capture a glimpse of this being united with God here and now during our own lifetime? I agree. I've taken some liberties with our characters to make the point that as we come to grips with the Paschal mystery, we might be tempted to run away or to look for proof. But hopefully we believe. And our characters in the painting? Well, since we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, we know that Mary did experience the risen Lord in the garden, that Peter ate breakfast with Jesus on the shore, and the apostle whom Jesus loved, he experienced Jesus that very moment that he was at the tomb and he believed. My Easter wish for you all is that you will also, that your response and my response to Jesus will be the same.